מדוע חג המצות נקרא פסח?
Why the festival of Matzot is called Passover? There is a question. Why do we call the good day, which is called in the Torah Festival of Matzot, unleavened bread, Passover? The answer is because it is written, I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. That is, we praise the Creator, and the Creator praises Israel. This is why this good day is called in the Torah the Festival of Matzot. It is as though the Creator praises Israel, meaning that Israel and I call the good day by the name Passover, as it is written, and you shall say, it is a Passover offering to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and spared our homes. We likewise find in the war of Midian, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, avenge the vengeance of the children of Israel on the Midianites. And Moses spoke to the people, saying, bring out men from among you for an army, and they may go against Midian to execute the Lord's vengeance on Midian. We should understand why the Creator said to Moses that the war against Midian is the vengeance of the children of Israel. And Moses said to the people the opposite of what the Creator had told him. He said that the war against Midian was the Lord's vengeance. We should explain this in the same manner. The Creator praised Israel, that it is the vengeance of the children of Israel. And Moses praised the Creator before Israel. This is why he changed what the Creator had said to him. However, we should also understand what does it mean that the Creator praises Israel and the people of Israel praise the Creator. Are we speaking of flesh and blood people, where each one respects the other? Can you imagine that the Creator needs to be respected?
To
understand the above, we must remember the purpose of creation, which, as our sages said, is to do good to his creations. In order for the benefit he wishes to give upon the creatures to be complete, meaning that there will be no shame in it, there was a correction called concealment. Accordingly, while a person is still unable to do all his work in order to bestow, only when he corrects his actions and exits self-love, to that extent, he exits the darkness and enters the light. This is called coming out from darkness to light. For then, all of his receptions are only because he wants to impart pleasure upon the Creator by helping him carry out his goal, which is unbounded bestowal, meaning a gift without any shame upon reception of the pleasure from the Creator.
בעת קבלת התענוג מהבורא. ובזה נבין מה שהבורא מדבר.
By this, we will understand why the Creator praises Israel. That is, the Creator wants to do good to His creations. This is why He praises Israel.
שהכוונה היא,
for the intention is to benefit Israel. From this, the will to receive was created in the creatures. Want to receive in order to receive. This is regarded as wanting to receive because of self-love. Since due to the will to receive that the Creator created in the creatures, they crave to receive abundance in order to satisfy the need that the craving causes them. Which is why they receive. This is called in order to receive. However, from this extends separation due to disparity of form. For this reason, the people of Israel take upon themselves the tzimtzum restriction not to receive the light and pleasure despite their craving. Nevertheless, they do not want to receive unless they know that they can aim to receive the pleasure in order to bestow. This means that since he desires to give, this is why they receive the abundance. But as far as their own benefit, they relinquish the pleasures. It follows that the people of Israel are praising the Creator. That is, they relinquish their own will to engage only in praising the king, meaning that which the king wants, they do. The king. However, we should understand why the praise of the Creator is called Passover. After the Creator's passing over. It is also written, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Rashi interprets that the offering is called Passover after the passing over. And the passing over is that the Creator skipped over the houses of Israel from among the houses of the Egyptians. He would jump from Egyptian to Egyptian, and Israel, in the middle, escaped. We should understand the meaning of the skipping and passing over in the work. It is known that the essence of our work is to achieve dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator. which is equivalence of form, by which we receive kelim, vessels, that are suitable for reception of the abundance. It is also known that our kelim come from the breaking of the vessels. The breaking of the vessels means that we want to use the vessels of reception in order to receive. And this is regarded as separation from the Creator. This occurred in the upper worlds. And also, through the sin of the tree of knowledge, when the kelim fell into the klipot, the shells, and we must elevate them, because we come from their kelim. By working with our desire to receive, which come from there, in order to bestow, we correct each time a piece of these kelim, which are in the klipot, and raise them to kedusha, holiness. By wanting to work only with the aim to bestow contentment upon the Creator.
נחת רוח להקדוש ברוך הוא. ובכל פעם ופעם שבכל יום
each time and each day pieces of the klipot called in order to receive are sorted. They are corrected so they can be used in order to bestow. The order is that a piece is elevated to Kedusha, and then we come down to a state of reception once again, and even forget that there is the matter of bestowal. But then we receive and assent once more, take the part of the will to receive in us, overcome it, and correct it to work in order to bestow. This repeats itself each time until we acquire a certain measure of reception that has received the correction of bestowal. To that extent, there will be room for the upper abundance to enter. This kli vessel is made by adding all the ascents that one had into one kli. As it is written, penny by penny joins into a great amount. By this, we can interpret what we asked about Passover, that our sages said he would jump from Egyptian to Egyptian, and Israel in the middle escaped. This means that every descent is called Egyptian, meaning he receives everything for self-love. Israel in the middle is an ascent, when he overcomes and does everything in order to bestow, and not for his own sake. That state is called Israel. But afterwards, he descends once more. It follows that he descends once more into being an Egyptian, and so on and so forth. And Israel escaped means that he escaped from the Egyptians and became Israel.
ובכדי שיהיה לאדם כלי שלם,
in order for a person to have a complete כלי that can receive within it upper abundance,
הקדוש ברוך הוא,
the Creator jumps from Egyptian to Egyptian, meaning he takes into account only the Israel that is between each two Egyptians and joins them into a great amount. It is as though there is no interruption between Israel and Israel.
ודילג את המצרי
skips over the Egyptian means that it is as though the Egyptian does not exist in reality. For this reason, all the Israelites are joined into a great amount until he has a complete kli.
ובאמור, יש לפרש מה ש...
Accordingly, we should interpret what is written there, that he skipped over the houses of Israel, and only the Egyptians were killed.
וכמו שמפרש רשי,
it is as Rashi interprets, he passed over, meaning jumped from Egyptian to Egyptian, and Israel, in the middle, escaped.
שהכוונה...
And this means that all the Egyptians were killed, and only all the Israelites, who were in the middle, between the Egyptians, stayed alive. The literal meaning is that all the descents that are between the ascents were erased, and only ascents remained. This is as though they never had descents, since they were erased. This is the meaning of the Egyptians being killed. Hence, now it is possible for all their ascents to connect and become one state. For this reason, we should learn that one should not focus on the descents when he always falls from his spiritual state. Rather, he should focus on the ascents. Therefore, when he sees that he is in a state of lowliness, he must not despair. Instead, he must overcome above reason and rise again. He must not look at the past and say, since until now I thought that I had already understood that it is not worthwhile to focus on self-love. Still, he sees that he soon suffers a descent. Therefore, a person asks, what's the point of ascending if I must keep falling? What do I gain by this?
על זה באה תשובה. וינחו.
To this comes the answer. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry rose up to the Lord. That is, there was an awakening from below. Then the Creator killed the Egyptians, and the Israelites remained and joined into a great amount, meaning because of all the ascents that they had one at a time, they had a big kli in which to receive the abundance. It therefore follows that no good deed of a person is lost. For this reason, we must not say, how do the ascents help me if I lose them right away? This would be true if he could hang on to them henceforth and not descend. However, at the same time, we must know that no ascent is lost. Rather, penny by penny joins into a great amount. For this reason, a person should be happy when he feels that spirituality is desirable to him and he wishes to come as close as possible to the Creator.
Ad kama she'efshar.
He considers it a great privilege that an awakening from above has suddenly come to him, and he begins to look at self-love as loathsome and not worth living for, and yearns only for spirituality. Yet, one should know that he should not say, when I have an awakening from above, I will begin to do the holy work. Rather, the fact that a person remembers that there is spirituality, even if he has no desire for it, he should already be thankful to the Creator for knowing that there is spirituality in the world, though he has no desire for the work. This is similar to a great king who comes to town, but not all the people are told about it. Only a handful of people are informed, and not all of them are permitted to enter, but only a chosen few, and they too require much persuasion among the ministers in order to receive the permit to enter.
And
this person was informed only that the king has come, but he was not given an entry permit. How is that person thankful to those who notified him? It is likewise here. He is aware that there is a king in the world, but he was not yet permitted to enter and serve the king. That is, he knows and believes to some extent that there is a creator to the world, but he has not been granted permission to leave his work and work for the sake of the king. That is, he has not received from above a desire to leave his corporeal engagements and engage in spirituality. That person should be delighted with this knowledge, meaning that he has some faith in the Creator.
If
If a person appreciates this knowledge, although he cannot overcome and engage in serving the Creator, still the joy from remembering that there is a King in the world can lift him from his lowliness, admit him into the work, and give him a desire to overcome his body. This is so precisely if a person pays attention and values this awareness. This extends from the root, as our sages said, the Shekhinah, divinity, is present only out of joy of mitzvah, commandment. This means that the joy he has while performing the mitzvah causes him dvekut with the Creator. As said above, the blessed clings to the blessed, since joy is a result of wholeness. Since he values the giver, his importance and greatness, and there is a rule that if the giver of the gift is an important person, even if he gives a small gift, it is still regarded as a great thing. For this reason, from the awareness that he believes that he was notified from above that the king is in town, although he was not permitted to come in and speak with the king, since it is evident that he values the knowledge that the king exists, he is immediately permitted to enter and serve the king.
להיכנס ולשרת את המלך. כי רואים שהוא מחשיב
Because they see that he values the king.
ונותנים לו כוח
They treat him with consideration and give him strength to overcome the thoughts and desires of the body. Accordingly, we can praise joy. That is, because of the joy of being inspired by the importance of the king, he is given from above an illumination that is placed on the kli of joy, which he is given from below as an awakening from below. This causes him an awakening from above. And he is given permission, meaning a desire and craving to overcome the thoughts of the body. In between. Naturally, he could have focused only on the merit of Israel, meaning only a sense that they had, which is the merit of Israel, meaning the awakening from below that they did then in baking the matzot, unleavened bread. This is why the festival of Matzot and the people of Israel were written in the Torah, since the Creator focused on the merit of Israel while baking Matzot for the sake of the Creator, and did not focus on other things.
Kanal, שזה נקרא, ועל המצרי שהיה שם, הרג.
This is called that the Egyptians who were there, he killed, meaning obliterated them as though they weren't in reality. By this, all of Israel joined into one big degree, which was whole, becoming a kli to receive the abundance.
זהו נקרא
This is regarded as the people of Israel calling that good day Passover. Now we can understand the second reason why the people of Israel named it in praise of the Creator. The first reason is his desire to do good to his creations, and they're not wanting to receive because of self-love. Therefore, they receive the delight and pleasure because he wants us to receive. This is called in order to bestow. And this is the praise, this is in praise of the Creator. The second reason that we praise the Creator is that he did not regard the descents and focused only on the ascents. This is regarded as passing over, where he took all the ascents into account and erased the descents from the face of the earth. This is the praise of Passover, and this is regarded as speaking in praise of the Creator. This is how the Ari interprets. Indeed, we can interpret what is written, for you will not go out in haste, nor will you flee. Not as it was in the land of Egypt, when redemption was in haste, and he jumped from Egyptian to Egyptian, and Israel in the middle escaped, since he had to obliterate the Egyptians and only the people of Israel remained alive. But at the end of correction, when the Egyptians will also be corrected, there will be no need to be in haste, because there will be no need to jump from Egyptian to Egyptian, with Israel in the middle remaining in Kedusha. Rather, all the Egyptians will receive their correction from the complete. Therefore, there will be no need to hurry, meaning jump. But all the discernments that were in the klipot will be corrected, as it is written, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Therefore, a person should be happy. Through the joy, he can come out of the state of lowliness that he is in. If a person asks, what is there to rejoice about when he sees that he is in lowliness and has no desire to engage in Torah and mitzvot, he should receive his joy from the fact that he nonetheless knows that there is a king in the world. From this awareness alone, he can be happy, as in the above allegory, that he was informed that the king came to town, and this gives him strength to ascend.
Yes, Moshe.
What's the connection between baking matzot and exits?
Because
he says here that all the skips here, afterwards he puts in the concept of baking the matzot, he doesn't explain the connection. And that's the article, the name of the title of the article.
Do you know, Gilad?
Gilad, do you know?
What I understand is that the baking the matzot was an awakening from below. This is what they did. And in response, they were given the skipping over the states of Egyptians, and only Israel remained. It's like the matzot, baking them in haste, was an awakening on their own part.
So
without an awakening from below, he doesn't skip.
The Creator activates us, but we take it as if it's our own awakening.
So baking matzot
is ratzon.
Baking the matzot means a desire to enter the exodus from Egypt by their own strength.
All
right.
Tov.
Thank you very much, Rav. To continue what was asked about the matzot, when we are in the time of Passover, we should be in haste to rush our actions. What does it mean to rush myself, to hurry so that the Egyptians don't wake up? And it's still not time for them to be corrected. So he hurried what he had to correct. Is there a special work we should do at this time? What is this hurrying that I have to do before the Egyptians awaken?
We have to hurry and connect between us as much as possible, so that there's nothing left that we haven't attached to the general connection yet.
Is it correct at this time, is it appropriate to elevate the common deficiency between us, the importance of the goal for connection?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
It's this time, right, Rav?
Yes.
No.
Go ahead.
בעניין הזה של אפיית מצות.
Concerning baking matzot, he says it's the first condition. The second condition is for the Creator to give them the possibility to aim their reception to realize the purpose of creation, to bring him contentment.
In
that skipping, we read in the 10, in the preparation for the preparation,
we
read the prayer before the prayer. And he says, let us see our friend's merits and not their faults. How does it prepare us to do this operation as a preparation for the lesson, as a preparation for a common prayer, for the Creator to see that our intention is suitable for this skip? Do we also have to skip, make this skipping when we look at the friends?
No, but this is about the inner scrutiny.
The awakening, our awakening from below, is a part of it. The building of the common vessel, common deficiency.
Yes.
He also says, "I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me." So, what is our first operation in the ten? So
is
to be Israel. To be ready for exit.
To be ready for exit, we primarily have to know that the growing connection between us is what.
The question is not clear. I'm saying what he writes here seems to be opposite from the usual state. In the 10, we want more for more friends to come. We're constantly busy with what's missing. Here it tells you don't deal with what is missing. Be happy with what you have. So where's the aspiration to go further, to advance?
I don't think there's no aspiration to advance here. Advancement is towards dvikut, adhesion, and adhesion comes from connecting and shaping all our vessels into a single vessel. And we wish to see in it the complete adhesion.
But from what I understand of what he writes here, he says, be content with less. Even if you have a little bit of recognition, a little bit of connection, be happy with that. Don't aspire for more. That's what I understand. Is this how it really is?
The state is that we need to be happy with where we are, on the condition that it's on the way, and we don't demand more. Maybe. Yes, Gilad?
Can you explain the state of Passover? He tells a story here. There's a person going through descents, desire for spirituality, corporeality, and so forth. And then suddenly something happens. There's a preparation he needs to do, which is to bake matzot. It's not clear what it is. So he bakes a matzot. And then he suddenly gets one complete ascent as if there were never any descents between them. What is this thing? What is the preparation for it? And what is this thing called Passover?
Passover it comes from the skipping, the passing over. Skipping over all the descents and thus connecting all the ascents.
That comes to a person from above. The Creator gives him this state.
Yes, that's of the Creator.
And then a person is in one complete ascent.
Yes.
And in that state there are no descents, only ascents.
Yes.
So, from the perspective of the purpose of the person, what is the preparation for this thing? What is the preparation for Passover?
It's when he's engaged in connecting all his vessels together and connecting that to the Creator.
But we do this all the time.
No, there's a difference. As it says, and they will cry, and their cry rises up to the Lord, and so forth.
So what is this sigh or outcry before Passover?
That they don't think they're capable of doing that. And so they cry, and from their cry, they begin to realize that, yes, they do have to go through the stage where, even though it seems like there is no way to do so, they nevertheless go for the connection.
But what are they crying out? Not to have the sense?
They're crying about not being able to bestow in that descent that now comes in the vessels that now arise.
Meaning the descents disconnect them from bestowal.
Yes. Hafzula.
Thank you very much, Dilov.
Diyor ki içeri üst boğuluğu alabileceği tam bir kriye sahip olması için yaradan Mısır'dan Mısırlı'ya atlar.
It is written, in order for a person to have a complete kli that is fit to receive in it the upper abundance, the Creator skips over the Egyptians.
Her iki Mısırlı arasındaki İsrail'i hesaba katar.
Does that mean he receives, he takes into account only the state of Israel between the Egyptians?
Yaratan gözünde İsrail'le oldu ve hesaba katılır.
How can the ten be like Israel, where the Creator skips from Egyptian to Egyptian?
By the connection between them. By the connection between them, they close that account, and they necessitate the Creator to only count Israel.
It's also written in the article that they need clean hands and a pure heart. So, if a person is in his will to receive, how can he build a connection with the friends if he's egoistic and his heart and hands are not clean and pure yet?
I didn't get the question.
How can the ten build a connection between them if they are still in the will to receive and their hands are not clean and the heart is not pure?
They determine that they wish to get closer in the connection between them in a way that is as truthful and correct as possible. And thus they turn to the Creator, they cry and ask, and with the Creator's help, they find that the point of connection between them.
Thank you, Rav.
The whole action happens through, and the children of Israel aside from the work, meaning they realize they can't do it themselves on the one hand, and on the other hand, they have no choice but to do it. All right.
On 56, what does it mean in the article that we shouldn't regard the descent and look only at the ascents? That he doesn't need to look at the descent so that the Egyptians don't wake up.
Yes, to be less connected to the descents and only more connected to the ascents, and connecting all of your work to the ascents.
From Women Mac 88, why does the Creator first skip, passes over, and then says there's no need to be in haste?
This is basically our work, that this is how we shift from quantity to quality.
Thank
you, Rob. You said before we have to reach the right connection and real connection. How do we come to this?
According to the desire. All in all, we need to reveal our desire, and even when we don't see that it's moving together with what's happening on the ground, we are asking the Creator to make it happen.
We're asking to have a desire.
Yes.
Even though we don't have a desire?
Yes.
Now, if we look in the 10, there are many opinions about what's the right connection, even the right desire. So do we not take that into consideration, to those opinions?
We can consider it, but there's no proof that it's correct. How can I discern that what I want, that what I'm taking is the correct state?
So, what point, because also the opinions that are not important and also our desire not correct in the right direction. So, what point do we pray for? What point do we ask for the desire?
We ask for a desire to be connected. Connected, including all of our desires, that it will get through the correction and that we will see and how in this desire we can adhere to the Creator.
And we come to this state, like you said before, to end a side from the work?
Yes. No.
We always talk about everything beginning in connection. And now I'm sitting here in a 10 at the table. What am I searching for in that connection? What is it that I'm looking at a friend? What am I searching in him for, in him?
Support. That you can support one another.
In what?
In that the Creator is present, is good who does good, there's no one besides Him, and you will hold on to it, when two of you. By that, you can save yourselves.
So I continue until I feel it in practice.
Yes.
I also check that my friend feels.
Try.
Rav, what is this mechanism of counting only the ascents? What is it made up of? How does that work?
It works like a current stabilizer. Like a diode that allows the current to move only in one direction and not in the other direction.
What is it made up of? Who builds this mechanism?
This mechanism is built from a thing and its opposite.
Okay, so why do we actually count only the ascents? Because the ascent is a result of the descent. So what does it mean that we only count the states of praise and gratitude and joy and importance and impression of a person?
Yes.
What about all the sorrow and deficiency?
Adam o...
A person is made up of two sources. One source comes from his nature, his will to receive. His second source comes from the Creator, from the will to bestow. So they calculate in a person how much he can combine the desires to bestow on top of the desires to receive.
We learn and practice many times the effort to connect our prayers, to incorporate in the prayers, where the deficiency also in the preparation for the lesson, how are all deficiencies become a common deficiency. Here the work is described a little bit differently from the other side, from connecting the ascents, connect the impressions, connect our praise and gratitude, not our deficiencies and sorrow and pain. Is that correct, or do we need also this and also that? That's why I'm asking why this mechanism only works on the ascents. Where is all our work in the descents and everything we accumulate there?
So I'm telling you that it's because in the ascent we give our putting our strengths, our efforts, labor, and in the descent the Creator adds another will to receive, opens up more of our nature.
So the personal despairs we don't connect, or do we?
Okay.
No.
Okay, another question. This process is being described personally or privately very nicely. How does this work in the ten? Does each need to also come to some personal quotient and all the 10 quotients are connected together, and then how does that work?
No, it works differently. I can explain it. You see how it works, but it's not like in arithmetic, so 1 plus 1. It's not working like with other formulas, no. Everything depends on the prayer.
The
last point on the matter of the end of correction, he says all the haste, and this process works on the exodus from Egypt, meaning in the entrance of a person to spirituality. And it doesn't work like that in the end of correction. There's no skipping and haste there. There we collect everything, also the stony heart, everything enters into correction.
Yes.
Our souls, are they souls that have been through the exit already? How does it work now? Are we also having to go through the exit again, this haste? Or are we in a period of the end of correction and...
No, we have to go through it. It's what's ahead.
Thank you,
Rav. A person was given the knowledge that the king is coming, but no permission to enter. He didn't get permission from above, meaning he didn't get the desire to leave his corporeal needs and engage in spirituality. On the other hand, because he can't overcome, there's still joy that he's remembering that there is a king that's managing the world. We can raise him from his lowliness, meaning that a kli of happiness is created here. That means that he's being given an illumination from above. Even though he's not received permission, he is given a vessel of joy from above. What is that?
We all connect, and we discover that everyone is dependent on everyone else, and everyone wants it to be this way and support it.
There's
a group that lives out of her own happiness.
So that's the force of the environment to draw.
Shuv, Ma'amar 832, Dagim Metim.
Again, article number 832 from Rabash, Dead Fish. Live fish, live dagim, means he has da'agot, concerns about work. But he is alive. That is, he has the power to work and find ways to mitigate his concerns. But dead fish means his concerns cause him death.
Hainu,
meaning that all his powers to work have died, and he has no vital spirit, having no strength to work and find solutions. This is called dead fish. In Egypt, when the klipa of Egypt was on the Jews, they ate live fish. But the quality of Egypt is called dead fish. As it is written, the fish that were in the Nile died. Unlike the fish of the Jews, which are alive. If the concerns are in order to achieve the aim to bestow, this is the concern of Israel, who is concerned over why he is not in the quality of Israel. This is unlike the concerns of the Mitzrim, of the Egyptians, for tzar, narrow, means that he is under the rule of the tzar, of the narrow, meaning the quality of mercy. This is the meaning of the fish that were in the Nile died. Meaning that these dagot, these concerns, yield death, which is the death of the powers, and he cannot do anything.
Спасибо, учитель Рав. Почему он приравнивает хасадим, свойство цар узкий, к смерти?
Why does he compare the measure of хасадим, of mercy, to narrow?
Жизнь или смерть?
Life or death depends on chassadim. Because the light of Chochmah comes only to that place that is prepared with chassadim.
Rav, kama shelot ktanot, dagim.
A few small questions. Fish. He explains what fish are. Wherever we stumble upon fish, is it always the matter of concerns for the work? Is that what fish are?
Typically, yes.
And
then he talks about this thing called dead fish, that the Egyptians have concern for the work. What concerns do they have for the work?
About death.
I didn't understand.
The Egyptians are those who are concerned with in order to receive, from what I understood.
Not only that, Egyptian is someone who cares about living an eternal life, like in the pyramids.
No.
That's it.
The scrutiny, one, as the scrutiny is not precise any given moment, if he's with live fish or dead fish. How do I know?
A person has to yearn for the reforming light. And accordingly, he will understand where he is.
This is not an intellectual scrutiny, it's altogether.
Rav, gam Israel vegam Mitzrim nimtzaim beklipot.
Both the Israelis and the Egyptians are in klipot, right?
No.
So what's the difference between the Egyptian in the klipot and Israel that are in the klipot, that are in the shells?
Both awaken the reforming light. The light, surrounding light.
Israel margish at kamashu nimtza v'etem limatzav.
Israel feels his state that is not good, that he has to come out of it. And an Egyptian feels himself okay.
I
understand that in the shattering of the vessel, all the souls fall, also the head and the body.
Yes.
Can we say that the Egyptians belong to the body of the Pertzuf? And Israel is the Rosh of the Pertzuf that broke?
Yes.
Now the Egyptians also want to be corrected.
Yes.
Okay, so the one that needs to correct the parzuf is Israel. The correction is upon Israel.
Yes.
So the body can't correct itself, meaning Israel needs to draw the forces.
That is why Pharaoh doesn't want him to leave Egypt.
Why? But in Egypt they can't. Why does he want Israel? Why doesn't he push Israel to run away from Egypt, to deal with the Creator and then save him?
Pharaoh doesn't require it.
So how will he return to adhere to the Creator if he remains in Egypt too?
He doesn't feel it for the time being.
When a Jew sits before an Egyptian,
where?
I'm saying there's such states where we sit and let's say we talk. I don't know, I'm trying to understand. The Egyptian doesn't want to be corrected? What does he want? He wants to remain in Egypt? How can I feel on the Egyptian that he also wants to be corrected?
The Egyptian wants to be corrected in Egypt. Well, explain to yourself first, then you'll see.
Okay, so if Israel correct themselves, they'll feel that also the Egyptians want to exit, something like that?
Yes.
What's the difference between the Jews who eat the fish and the matter of living fish of Israel, the concerns? He says that in Egypt it was upon the Jews, but they ate live fish. And he says that if the concerns came to in order to bestow, then it was the... Where's those?
Those are degrees in concerns.
So what's the difference between the Jews and Israel?
A Jew is one who wants to rise from his state. And Israel is a higher degree. They wish to rise from their state and pull the rest of the world behind them.
Okay, understood. And at the end of the article, he writes, the forces, he's not capable of, that they're the death of the powers, and he cannot do anything. Meaning he blocks it. What do you mean he can't do anything? What's the advice to come out of this?
I connect to their state. Their state is such that in order to enter the klipa, they don't even need to fall. They're already in it.
Meaning if you come to dead fish, and what I still didn't understand.
You don't have any true concern about the correction of the world.
Let's say I identify that and I understand that here I need correction. He still says that I have nothing to do here.
Try to come closer to it, to pray.
Can
we connect this to, he says that the concern of Israel is why he doesn't have the discernment of Israel. Can we connect this to what we go through in Passover, the world clean? There's something very special here.
What's special?
It's like there's a certain measure of deficiency in the air. I don't know, something that's... A very strong connection. Also the friends that arrived are adding. Also,
we are in a special state. On the one hand, the state calms us down. On the other hand, it awakens us. It awakens this concern that we would not stay this way all the time. That's it. So we have to scrutinize these states.
So what in this state is considered the concern of Israel?
Concern of Israel is to connect everyone to an upper force, only to the Creator.
In
the regular world, concern is not a good thing. Everyone does everything they can to not be in worries.
No, this is impossible here. We can't be without concern. The question is not to be without concerns, but which kind of concern to have.
So how do we get more precise in being always in that discernment of Israel, meaning not to let go of that concern?
To be aimed at the Creator. Take a step forward each time.
What are
live fish and what are dead fish in the work in the ten, and how to understand this correctly?
These are concerns, worries that can enliven a person and bring him to correction. Those are live fish. And dead fish, where there's no hope to reach correction through them.
Woman Hebrew 1, as a daggot go.
Woman Hebrew 1, what concerns cause death?
Those that put a person to sleep.
Woman PT 38.
Woman PT 38. If a concern awakens in me to someone that. Something I don't see vitality in, how do I deal with that concern?
אני חייב להתעורר.
I must awaken.
להתקרב לאותו חבר.
Come close to that friend as much as possible.
לנענע אותו.
And shake him up.
בכל הצורות.
Again.
שוב. מאמר 518, הבעלים.
Again, article 518, he who comes to the file. It is written in the Zohar, he who comes to the file, meaning to see that he is impure, is defiled. That is, he is shown from above the dumbness of the heart. The heart is impure, dead. As in the wicked in their lives are called dead. Conversely, one who regards oneself as whole and does not criticize one's actions is righteous according to his understanding and belongs to the general public whose work is in a manner of reward and punishment.
עד שתרבה דעתן ויתחכם.
Until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, while they are in a state of still and are searching for the truth, they are shown that secret of the meaning of lishma for her sake.
ומי מגלה להם?
And who reveals it to them? It comes from above. This is called he who comes to purify is dead, is aided, sorry. It follows that one who is impure, who understands that he is impure, dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead. This is the first discernment. This is when he is on a faraway road. Namely, he is shown from above that he is far from the path of truth and wants to escape the campaign until he invokes mercy. Hence, on first Passover, he is still not pure. Passover is left line, meaning he is shown the secrets of Torah. Right is called pure, which is the state of chesed, when his work is in order to bestow. However, on second Passover, he repents, purifies himself with chesed, meaning to bestow. At that time, he can be rewarded with Passover, which is the left line, Chochmah.
Questions?
רב, התיאור הזה של פסח מראה עד כמה, כאילו הכל כלול בנו. אורות בפסח זה דבר שתמיד הזכרנו שזה מצבים, ובסך הכל נשאר לנו.
We always reminded that the lights of Passover are the states, and everything is included in it. And we have a day and a half before second Passover.
That you understand?
No, I'm saying there's a certain amount of time. We don't know exactly how much, but specifically in the remaining allotted time, what can we as tents should do in this allotted time? How much to work specifically?
Well, let's read after your questions the article again.
He who comes to defile. It is written in the Zohar, he who comes to defile, meaning to see that he is impure, is defiled. That is, he is shown from above the dumbness of the heart, that the heart is impure, dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead. Conversely, one who regards oneself as whole and does not criticize one's actions is righteous according to his understanding and belongs to the general public, whose work is in a manner of reward and punishment. Until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, while they are in a state of still and are searching for the truth, they are shown that secret of the meaning of Lishma for her sake. And who reveals it to them? It comes from above. This is called he who comes to purify is aided. It follows that one who is impure, meaning who understands that he is impure, dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead, this is the first discernment. And this is when he is on a faraway road. Namely, he is shown from above that he is far from the path of truth and wants to escape the campaign until he invokes mercy. Hence, on first Passover, he is still not pure. Passover is left line, meaning he is shown the secrets of Torah. And right is called pure, which is the state of chesed, when his work is in order to bestow. However, on second Passover, he repents, purifies himself with chesed, meaning to bestow.
At
that time, he can be rewarded with Passover, which is the left line, Chochmah.
I am already disconnected. My head's not working. Yes, Norma.
Rav, מה זה אומר שפסח הוא קו
סמוך? What does it mean that Passover is the left line?
שהוא מראה לנו איך על ידי היגיעה.
It shows us how through great labor that we together do, we can rise above our ego. That's why this is work, hard work, against the desire to receive, against Pharaoh, that this way we can run away from its control.
It's not the result of the work in two lines.
No. No, לא חשוב לנו. זה שתי קווים.
No, it's not so important to us whether it's two lines or three lines.
אנחנו צריכים רק לראות איך שאנחנו על ידי.
We just need to see how by demanding.
לעלות מה.
To rise from in order to receive, we merit the exodus from Egypt.
This is what's called Chochmah, that he adds there at the end of the article.
The left line is Chochmah, correct. But the fact that we attain already after we exit from Egypt.
Thank you.